Kate stood outside on the porch and wrapped the quilt around her shoulders to ward off the chill of impending night. Dust filtered through the setting sun, coloring the lake a rusty orange. It was spring, and the days were beginning to grow warmer, but at night, when the sun went down, so did the temperature. She shivered, grabbed her cup of tea, and sat on the old wooden swing. As she rocked back and forth and watched the orange glow of the horizon, the memories slapped at her like flies at a summer picnic. Spring used to be Jack's favorite time of year. During the rare occasions he had a weekend to spare, they'd travel out here to the country house and sit on the swing, talking about anything and everything. His job, the kids, what they wanted to do when they retired. They'd made so many plans together, counting the years until the kids were grown and off creating their own lives. The kids were gone now. Problem was, so was Jack. Only his departure had been more abrupt. One day he was there, sharing his life with her, and the next, he was gone. Without any warning, he'd disappeared from her life completely. Her mellow mood vanished in an instant, replaced instead by the cool chill that had permeated every day for the last 5 years, and all because of Jack. The son of a bitch. She'd go to her grave hating him for what he'd done. He'd made promises, big promises, about their future together, sucking her into his dreams so easily, only to shatter her illusions in one day. Now she was 45 years old and alone, and all those things Jack had promised her for 20 years had meant nothing. They'd never enjoy making love in the middle of the day because the boys were no longer there to interrupt. They'd never sell their house in the city and retire here in their country house. They'd never grow old together. Empty words. Betrayal. "You lied to me, Jack," she whispered to the breeze swirling around her. "You promised me forever, and you didn't keep your part of the bargain. How could you do this to me? How could you make promises and not keep them?" Swiping at the tears rolling down her cheeks, she summoned up the righteous anger that always made her feel better. Screw him. He'd left her after 20 years, destroying her dreams. She'd long ago vowed never to hurt over him again. Better to stay angry, much more productive that way. So why did she still dream about him at night? Why did his face, his touch, still haunt her? Because you can't let go. She shook her head, refusing to dwell on him any longer. Jack was part of her past now, and the house in the city was up for sale. One part of her memories would soon be gone. At least she still had the country house, even though it was way too quiet these days with the boys gone. Both Ron and JJ were in college, but they came home as often as they could. They worried about her, and she knew that.